The last 2 weeks, our confused correspondent Brian Unger has been on assignment in Chicago, freezing Chicago, which is where he watched the presidential inaugural address in almost as freezing far off Washington, D.C. So the winter storm and the Washington speech inspire this week's Unger Report. Here's Brian.
Thank you, Alex. If as a nation, our ultimate goal is indeed ending tyranny in our world, we really ought to start with the tyranny of weather. This means mobilizing and funding an army of meteorologists who can accurately predict it, and a fleet of those new Airbus super jumbos to relocate entire cities to warmer, less schizophrenic climates. In Chicago, it was 65 degrees and feeling like baseball 2 weeks ago, then suddenly 4 below. That's a sign, Mr. President, that it's time for a war on weather. Let's get Dick Cheney to the bunker, give him Doppler 7, AccuWeather 4, Storm Tracker 10, whatever it takes, we gotta climb this Everest, which, in Chicago, just fell on a Hyundai outside the Weber Grill restaurant. Who wouldn't get behind a war on weather? Because the survival of liberty in much of our land today increasingly depends on the success of, well, warning folks when the ocean might swallow them in other lands, or moving people in places like Embarrass, Minnesota, to some place where it's 52 above zero, not below. Embarrass, cover it up. We agree, Mr. President, our goal should be to help others find their own voice, make their own way. But back on Earth, we need to find a bar or some chains for our tires so we can make our way to work. I agree, sir. Let others know when you stand for your liberty, we will stand with you. Just don't stand behind the car when you're pushing someone out of a snowdrift. Push from the side, and drivers, rock the car. Drive, reverse, drive, reverse. And if you're fishtailing, tap your brakes. Don't stand on them. And turn the wheel in the direction the rear end is going. There are some battles in the war on weather worth fighting more than others. How to get the New York intelligentsia home from the Trump wedding during a blizzard would not be one of them. Though giving every American a weekend in Palm Beach and the keys to the Puff Daddy suite at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, that would be. If the warm Florida sun is good enough for a bunch of Trump sycophants like Katie Couric, it's good enough for the rest of us. Eventually, as the president said, liberty will come to those who love it. For most, more snowplows or a guarantee a sunny vacation won't end underwater would be terrific. The weather-weary people of the world would agree, Mr. President, with your assessment. Indeed, history has an ebb and flow and a visible direction set by liberty. But in Chicago, so does an Arctic cold front moving across Lake Michigan as it is visibly flowing up your pants. That's when you really need a little untamed fire of freedom. And that's today's Unger Report. In Chicago, I'm Brian Unger.
Brian's been in Chicago for the last 2 weeks, filling in as host of the NPR News Quiz. Wait, don't tell me.